What?
Yeah, it comes up like that.
Hello, and welcome to
Random Ramblings.
Random Ramblings episode, what is it? Four, is it?
I don't know.
I think it's four.
I think it might be four.
I'm pretty sure it's four. On animals.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to turn this over a little bit. There we go.
I'm
Craig.
Yeah, what are you, Sweep?
I'm Sweep.
I'm Farad. Can you not open that? Yeah. Ah! Open it.
It's broke.
There you go. Enjoy. so close to your armpit.
Favourite animal?
Animals, animals all together. Forgive us for being a bit off today. It's incredibly hot here. I don't know what the temperature is, but I'm going to have to find out.
23, I think it was.
Is it 23? Yeah, I'm sure it's more than that.
Midday.
It's got to be more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a date.
Oh. See, I've got a small one than that, and it's got a temperature on it.
Nice.
Do you want a bit?
No, I'll get my links out in a sec.
I don't think it even does anything anyway, so...
Favourite animal?
Well, where can we start? We can start with wild animals, domestic animals. Let's go with the domestic animals.
Yeah?
You got any domestic pets?
Three cats.
You got cats?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you told me, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, bloody annoying at night. Open the door, come upstairs. They don't even meow, they just jump on you. Like, 1 o'clock. You just see the door open slightly. A cat comes in and jumps on you. And you're like...
Yeah.
Claw.
My auntie, she's got loads of cats as well. I don't know, she's probably got about 10 now, I'm not sure.
Bloody hell.
Crazy cat.
That's what they call her. I was staying over there once, and they're nice cats though. I don't mind cats. Personally, I'm more of a dog person because they're more active. But it depends on the little dogs, not the big ones.
Well, I like cats, you don't have to.
I actually love big ones. Like, Benny's got a big dog. And that's quite cool. I like that one.
He's like, hey, dog.
Yeah.
Crushed by a dog. Middle of the night.
And I was staying over at my auntie's once, and I was just about to lie down, just about to sleep. And suddenly the cat just walked up. I just sat on my leg and lied there and laid asleep. I was like, oh, for God's sake.
I hate disturbing them when they're asleep.
I couldn't move it. Yeah, I couldn't move it either. I was like, right, okay. And eventually my cousin came and picked it up and dragged it across the room somewhere. But
you should have just kicked it. Get off.
I'm going to kick a cat.
Oh, just shake your leg a bit, you know.
Shake your leg.
Vibrate. Yeah, like, make it more comfortable.
Yeah, it will. Start purring. That's not a purring noise. That's a somewhat relaxing.
Yeah.
A bit better though.
You got
any pets?
No. Actually, I would like a cat, actually, but.
What's your favourite type of domestic pet?
Probably if they were allowed.
What? A monkey.
Oh, a monkey in a fez.
A monkey in a fez. That'd be ace. Yeah. Monkey book. Monkey dishes. Yeah.
Monkey butler.
Yeah. Monkey tell joke. Yeah. A monkey in a fez. Any domestic. Well, I was going to say domestic. How's a monkey domestic?
You know? I was going to say jellyfish, yeah.
What are you having jellyfish for?
And it's very.
It'll be cool to watch,
yeah.
Cool to look at, but that's it, no, he's just going to look at it.
What do they eat?
I was going to say people.
Feeding people's like, it's too long.
I don't know too much about jellyfish.
No, not at all.
Except they look cool.
If they sting.
If a dog could talk, I imagine
it's jumping up and down.
Anyway, if a dog could talk. Dog could talk. I imagine it to be something like Scooby Doo.
No, it was like Watch My Chops. Have you ever seen Watch My Chops?
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
You ever saw a Russian dwarf hamster? That's the question.
What?
A Russian dwarf hamster.
thought it was a Russian war hamster.
Yeah, that's what I thought I said.
But you're going to like strap a bomb to it and throw it in a tank.
Let's go!
Yeah.
No, a Russian war hamster. What's it like? It's like half the size of a standard
hamster.
No. a mouse, which you use for your PCs and laptops. It's probably like half the size, probably smaller.
Ooh.
Was it?
It's fairly big.
Don't put them, don't let them out.
Well, he got some.
No, my mate had one. It might be on a cupboard.
What was it doing there? Was it like a...
just sleeping.
It was like Evil Monkey and Family Guy. yeah. Point the finger, yeah.
Imagine if my monkey and my monkey butler turned out like that.
Well, it's got fez.
Yeah. That'll make it happy.
Everything with the fez is alright.
Tommy Cooper.
Well, he's alright. Yeah. But, I don't know. What about lizards?
I've not been a fan of it. I think they'll just be lazy, you know, just laying in the sun, not like bobby around.
You ever see the lizard in the desert? What it does is that it stands on one leg and one hand.
Yeah, it just does that.
And then it puts the other leg and hand up.
It's just like a dance thing.
And it keeps on doing that.
Yeah, that.
You've got a Jesus Christ walking lizard. What a mouthful, the Jesus Christ walking lizard. It walks on water. We do say the water walking lizard.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen a video of that.
See that? It just runs across it, yeah.
It doesn't run as much. Skittles and runs.
Wild animal.
I don't know. I quite like pandas. Pandas are cool.
Pandas.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to hug one, though.
No.
It's still a bear.
Sharp teeth, yeah.
Yeah, you know. You go up to hug it.
Oh, and that
falls back. Yeah. elephants are cool as well.
Yeah.
Elephant in the fez.
Be a big fez though.
Nah, I think a little one would be cool. If you just strap it on.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded cruel.
I like leopards.
Leopards,
cheetahs, or jaguars.
Snow leopard. Quite rare.
Eagles. Oh, snow tigers. Oh, I love the look of them.
Snow tigers, yeah.
That's the white ones.
Just also white.
Endangered.
Yeah, a lot of animals are now.
Yeah.
Except for cows.
Bloody poachers. Except for cows, gorillas, and sheep. Yeah,
and chickens. I'm pretty sure
gorillas are becoming extinct.
Yeah. Whatever. God. What?
Gorillas are becoming endangered because deforestation and whatnot.
Silverbacks and stuff like that.
Oh, and do you know that?
Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear about what Keith Moon did once?
Don't hit me.
Did you hear about what Keith Moon did once? Do you remember who?
No.
He was playing at a gig and he passed out on a drum kit and they found out he took a gorilla tranquilizer.
Nutters.
Yeah, been over the rocks. Days.
Yes. Yeah. Health and safety now.
No.
Yeah, health and safety is not that bad. There's a lot of myths, but you know, we should have believed it all. Yeah, what were you saying?
Do you know the artificial life thing? We were discussing earlier.
We weren't discussing.
Well, we saw in the newspaper or whatever.
We saw in the Guardian. Oh, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
You know, apparently you can use that to bring back a sort of extinct species.
I'm not going to use it to bring it back. I just think it's unethical.
Fish. Bring it back to life.
Fish.
Yeah,
it's pets.
No, I think that was a bit boring. A goldfish.
Yeah, I would have taken like goldfish. I swimming. Yeah.
It's going around in circles.
Yeah. You know, birds as well.
Yes, birds.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, they're one of my favourite animals.
I remember at school. Yeah. Remember at school when it used to rain, you used to get ducks coming over.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Just the other day, we saw all the cars stopping.
It just stopped.
They all stopped, and a line of ducks went across. I think that's ace. That was awesome.
Yeah, well,
they just walked across the road.
Yeah.
It was a really busy road as well. It was a dual carriageway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing started, there was a line for about a couple of...
Well, it weren't too yards. Bad. Yeah, about 10, 20 yards.
Yeah,
that was fun. Yeah. Do you know the best way to kill a bird?
Shotgun?
Give it chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Because the chocolate contains poison, and apparently it can poison a bird.
I think there's more, you know, easier way to kill birds than give it chocolate.
There probably is.
Yeah, but we shouldn't kill birds.
What about
humane ways? Humane ways? Well, the most humane way is to kill it quickly, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Probably shoot it, but we shouldn't be talking about this anyway.
No. I was going to say something else.
Subject. Yeah. Anyway. What were you going to say, Mr. Controversial?
My favourite animal.
What?
Birds.
It's one of the birds.
The birds.
It's like eagle, any kind, actually.
Canaries.
Yeah.
I've never seen a canary.
Oh, what I hate. I like Russian dwarf
hamsters.
But parents
talk about. What?
I like Russian dwarf hamsters because they're pretty small. But a normal-sized hamster. We had one. Its cage. It was plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even though we put all, like, the bedding down, like, stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
it has.
Yeah.
And it was, like, boring during the day, hyperactive at night. All you could hear was it's, like, just a noise, like, constant tapping. And it was, like, running up and down. And every...
Hamsters are crazy, though. I remember my cousin had one, and he was in a ball, and he used to roam around and stuff. It bit me as well once.
We had our hamster. It was in a ball.
Yeah.
At one point, and because we had a cat at that point, started playing the hamster.
Oh, the ball.
Yeah, it started hitting the ball. The hamster. Yeah. I think he was happy.
I thought you meant the hamster without the ball. You know. Just...
No. We never used to let the cat in the same room as the hamster.
Good.
It did used to like. Look up at the hamster while it's in its cage.
Yeah.
But I think it, like, in the end, because he failed to reach it so many times, he just gave up and ended up sitting on top of the cage. He used to sleep on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nutter.
Was that a cat, the nutter?
Have you seen any Komodo dragons before?
No.
They're weird.
I haven't seen them in real life.
They're
but I've
big
seen
ass
them.
Lizards, basically. Huge things. I think they can eat people as well.
I know, yeah. Yeah, one of them but one of the.
In the middle of the night, it escapes.
It's
in
crawls,
my room.
It crawls into bed. You know.
Yeah,
you wake up with Komodo dragon next to you.
Slowly chewing your leg.
Yeah, but apparently the Komodo dragon saliva's got enough bacteria to kill anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
So just like. If one bite,
and you're dead.
Infected.
Yeah.
Infected. Where do you stand on snakes?
I don't
hate them.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of snakes either.
See,
just
I
like
snakes.
I thought you would.
Cool. Yeah.
Depends.
Pretty cool.
I think. Yeah, snakes. Yeah, I think, I'm a bit creeped out by snakes. I remember going to Snake World and a cobra spit at me behind a glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a bit freaked out by snakes, but I'd still love one as a pet.
Also, one thing, as well, they also had a big ass python. This was in Barboy, I think, when I went.
Yeah?
Yeah, this was before the big ass profession. They had a big ass python, and they didn't even put any rails on it. It was literally like about. There was like a wall which was about hip height, sort of.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then it used to. Curl around and sleep in this like tree stump, so it's kind of weird.
Spiders creep me out so much.
Yeah,
yeah, they're alright actually. Snakes freak me out the most.
I don't mind little spiders, but when they start getting big,
yeah. Apparently, Ben was saying that his dad got bit by a spider.
Yeah,
it was just like he said it was a huge spider, it was on the wall. And his dad was trying to get rid of it, and he was about to swat it away with his hand and bit it. But yeah, that was a bit weird. Yeah.
It probably could happen.
I'm sure it could. Do you know about that couple that went to Australia, and they went backpacking in the outback, and when they came home, a big, big spider about, I don't know, about the length of your arm?
I think that's a bit over-exaggerated.
No, it was massive.
With
it was
its
huge.
Legs out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It was huge, and actually, I think that probably was a bit. It's more about three quarters of your arm, probably. Three quarters of a normal person's arm. Yeah, about that big, and it got and it crawled into the person's backpack, and they didn't know about it. And when they came home and he unpacked, it crawled out, and they saw it one day, and they got one of those big beer glasses, you know, the really big ones.
Yeah.
And then tried to put it over the spider in order to trap it, and it was too big.
Yeah.
So I can't remember what they did. I think they called RSPCA or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, they had to leave the house for a bit. And so they caught the spider.
Yeah. Badass spider. I want to not know it's in the backpack.
It must have crawled in. Yeah. It's been really compact.
Damn. That big.
Yeah.
Three quarters, seriousness.
You've seen crow before?
No.
There's a big ass white spider in it. It's one of those white transparent ones, so you can see its insides and stuff.
Oh,
freak me out.
Yeah. I had a spider in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's it. Ah, man.
Look, the spiders freak me out.
Yeah. I found it funny because when I was watching it, I watched it with my mum.
Yeah.
But came down. And my mum. My God, she's scared of spiders.
Yeah.
We used to annoy her because she used to say, oh, tell me when the spider bit's gone. And like, it's gone, Mum. And like, just as the spider jumps out.
That's mean.
Mean, but funny. Probably is, but I don't know.
You had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there. Stop hitting my knee.
Bad knees.
Oh. Stop hitting him. Leave him alone. Sugar rush. Talking about sugar rush, I tried a bit of that Monster drink, you know that?
I like Monster.
That's horrible. I only had a sip of it because I know it'd be vile.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of nice, but it's got terrible aftertaste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, like the aftertaste of Iron Brew, but worse.
I like the aftertaste of Iron Brew.
I love Iron Brew. Iron Brew's great. I've got a bottle of Iron Brew just under the window, so listeners.
You can awesome. See it.
Yeah. We're plugging for Iron Brew now. We need to shut up about them. I'm gonna have some Iron Brew.
Yeah. Or ferrets as a pet.
I saw a guy walking around town with a ferret on the lead.
Was it like a white ferret?
Greyish.
Did it have red eyes?
It's close up.
Was it a bearded man?
Probably. I know he's bald.
Because there was this massive bearded man. And he's got like two ferrets.
Yeah.
And he walks around town with them as well. And like one of them's white. It's like pure red eyes. Just like
evil.
Yeah.
No, the ferret just used to have a lead and he used to walk it like you walk a dog.
Yeah.
And then whenever you stop, he used to crawl up and crawl around it and stuff. If I talk about red eyes, they stink.
Ferrets, probably.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want a ferret, it'd be too hyper. That talk about red-eyed animals, one of my uncles in South Africa, he's a policeman, and he's got one of those dogs. And it's a big dog.
Yeah.
Big black dog with red eyes. And it tries, and it just hates me for some reason. Whenever I'm there, it starts barking mad, literally, just going crazy. And what it does to try and get over the gate, it's a big gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably about the size of a normal door, probably a bit bigger than that.
6 foot, something?
Almost the size of this wall. Almost. Whoa. You see where that shelf is?
Yeah.
About the size of that shelf, the lower
that's
shelf.
It's quite high.
It's pretty high. But what it does is that it jumps up and it tries to bounce off the wall that's next to it, tries to get over. Yeah.
Oh, our next door neighbour's got this massive dog.
Yeah.
I don't even know what dog it is. It's just massive and it looks so evil. But it's a playful dog. He jumps onto you.
Yeah.
Just lies there. Very playful.
Playful bugs. We've got the evils. Nice.
Nutters.
See that one?
Nutters with pets. Nutters shouldn't have animals altogether.
No, the owner's pretty sound, isn't it?
You get like chums with like the pit bulls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what do? They pitch him up against another pit bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Why are they taken away from them?
Inhuman.
Inhuman indeed, yeah. We need to do special jobs. You can just say, we will do it. Don't worry.
One day.
Yeah, eventually.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you'll be on it.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Peer pressure. Indeed.
I don't want to do it.
Coral.
Coral. Yeah, they're
not the coral, but coral.
Corals.
Coral.
What are they?
Coral.
You mean under sea one?
Yeah. Not
oh, the
coral.
The, you know.
Not the coral.
The coral.
Is that? Yeah, not in the morning coral. I mean, the coral under the sea.
Yeah.
What was that one? Okay.
Quite yeah. diverse, actually.
What's one for lobster?
A lobster.
Yes.
Yeah, you only eat lobsters.
It's very expensive. Yeah.
Do you ever see that episode of Simpsons where he kept as a pet?
And then ate it at the end.
He's like, oh, so where'd you put Pidgey? Oh, I put him in a hot tub of water. Pidgey? Yeah.
And he eats him, so I was like, it's having water.
Did you watch a QI with a sponge? Was it a sponge or loofah? I think it was both. No, they talked about. They had a loofah on it, but they were talking about sponge. Basically, if you get a sponge and you chop it up into really, really small pieces, all the pieces will merge together and rebuild a sponge.
What?
And if you put two sponges in a blender, and you blend them both, right?
Well, you mean I'm talking about standard sponge?
Not your washing up sponge.
What type of sponge? Oh, but I was thinking washing up sponge.
Your sea sponge, you know, that SpongeBob.
Oh, those kind of sponge. Because the people who are listening might have been mistaken with sponge. What? That's wrong. Yeah.
And you put two sponges in a blender, and you blend them together. Each bit of the sponge will remember which sponge it's from, and it'll merge together and reform the two sponges again.
Nice. That's quite good, actually.
That's awesome, yeah. Weird, but awesome.
Yeah. It freaked me out.
What the fuck?
Living up this fear.
It's been witched up. Oh, we just put a spell on it.
Meta.
Yeah.
I was watching this program, and...
QI?
No. This program about... weird pets, and it's this man who has like tigers as pets.
Are you talking about like the two circus performers?
No,
I'll talk about them.
He's got like one baby tiger. It's not really a good as well. But anyway, he's got like two massive tigers. They're in a cage, like a massive one.
Yeah,
it's got like a few acres of stuff. Land,
yeah,
just kept out there. the small one that stays inside with them. It's quite painful.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing stuff like that. They used to have like you get people who used to adopt cubs, little tiger cubs, and they keep it, but it's when it gets big.
Yeah,
and it eats
that's the problem there.
Yeah,
I saw someone with alligators. Yeah, someone had an alligator.
Why?
No idea.
Do you know about the two circus performers? I can't remember what they're called. Sigmund and Roy, something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they had like the tiger, and he used to keep on a leash. One night, I don't know if they're performing or not, but it attacked one of them. And it mauled them. They were really famous Las Vegas performers.
Yeah.
Maybe someone could
correct them. Yeah, I think you see the Simpsons down here in one episode.
Yeah, there's like a parody of them.
Yeah.
And in the Father of the Pride, have you heard of that?
Mm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
I love that.
I think I got that on DVD somewhere, well, unless someone stole it. Not sure. Oh, give it
What kind of tiger was that, though?
What?
That Morbert other guy.
Which one?
The Las Vegas performance.
What?
What type of tiger?
Oh, what type of tiger? I think it was a normal tiger or a white tiger.
No, I think it was a white one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in Father of the Pride it was white.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're all white ones, Father of the Pride.
Yeah.
That was a good show, right?
Yeah.
What happened to it?
No idea.
I don't know. Oh, maybe you should talk about wild animals. We haven't touched too much of wild animals.
No.
Yeah. Where to begin, though? That's the thing.
The seahorse-looking island, you know. The island looks like a seahorse,
Galapagos,
that's it.
Right, where Darwin used to conduct his experiments.
Yeah. That's a lot of species.
Yeah, I think that's I've always wanted to go to Galapagos just to see what it's like there. What was it? One of the turtle, the tortoises that
the giant Darwin tortoise, used to. Like
that Darwin used to
years old.
Do research on it. Died a few. Was it last year? I think it was last year, wasn't it? Last year, the year before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just died recently.
They lived like hundreds.
Yeah. Well, not hundreds, but a hundred.
Yeah.
And a bit.
They lived for a while. Yeah. Yeah. Or what was that film where that guy used to take humans and used to give them animal features instead of animals? The Island of Dr. Moreau.
I think I might have heard that.
Yeah, the Simpsons did a parody. Oh, yeah.
I've seen the Simpsons parody.
Yeah. Where Dr. Hibbert makes war to like walruses and cats and stuff.
Yeah, that was a funny episode. No, you can't.
I said imagine.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it? You're going to have to be somewhere really, really cold, Bill.
Yeah.
And somewhere really, really big.
There's no point having a pet, though. You should have a pet universal.
A sperm whale as a pet.
That's worse than having a walrus.
Only he could figure that.
Yeah.
That's it. You
need a big, even bigger than a lake area, and then it's around.
Yeah. Remember the Bretton having Nessie as.
Actually, that's deep as a pet.
Oh, God. Imagine living with him. just be walking around. Yeah. Just be walking around in his underwear with like all the blinds and curtains open.
It's
what
Swan does at A5.
Yeah, it's like,
wait. Get the shot. Yeah.
It is time for our little friend to be put down.
Just a see-through cloak and a robe.
What?
No. A see-through robe.
I know what you're like. When the paperboy comes, you just expose yourself to the light. The window comes, then, and it lifts the gown.
Wild animals, then.
Wild animals.
Yeah.
Can't think of any. Well, there's loads. Again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Millions of
the rainforest.
Yeah.
Oh, man, imagine spending a night in a rainforest.
God, I'll die of sweat.
I'd like to do it, but yeah, it's just like the bugs and stuff.
Eaten.
Yeah, well, it was eaten, but you'll be hurt.
No, you can worry about the humidity, because it's like 100%, isn't it?
100% humidity?
90-something percent humidity.
It'll be a lot, yeah, because it's rain.
You'll drown in your own sweat, you'll be like...
I think you're drowning, you're just sweating.
It's metaphorically.
While your face down. Yeah, just sleep like that.
Yeah, you need to cover yourself really, really well.
Yeah. Mosquito nets.
I saw it in there.
Fire.
You've watched Bear Grylls before.
Yeah.
He's the biggest snatcher in the world. yeah, did you see what? He was in the. I think he was in the rainforest, and he got a tortoise, and he threw it on a fire, and he let it bake.
And ate it out of the shell.
Yeah, and he got a spoon, and he scooped out of the shell.
Yeah.
I think it's about survival, you know. I've watched a couple, it's quite helpful. Tips, I suppose.
When are you going to be stuck in the rainforest?
You know, in the near foreseeable future, you might be, you know, somehow you wake up in the rainforest, you'll be like, damn, I didn't watch Bear Grylls. What am I going to do now? But if you watch it, you might...
I only watch it to laugh at him.
Yeah,
that's it, isn't it? You know?
No, so it also...
When he eats weird stuff and finds out it's actually disgusting instead of nice and nutritious.
Yeah. And also, about three people in got lost in a rainforest and they survived for, like, weeks before they got survived. How they survived...
Before they got survived. Yeah.
No, before they got saved, rescued. Because one of them had watched Bear Grylls on one of those survivors TV channels. And they, you know, quite helpful.
Did you watch Bear Grylls with Will Ferrell?
No.
That was... It was just like... Bear Grylls with Will Ferrell. They just go up mountaineering and stuff, and then Will Ferrell's go like... I can't
imagine.
Take it anymore, Bear.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
And then he was saying one bit. Actually, it was alright, that was fun. And then Will Ferrell was saying like... I'm sleeping in the tent with Bear Grylls, and... I don't know, I guess it gets kind of lonely out here. I've not even got to the punchline yet.
dumbass.
And I guess we must get kind of lonely out here. When we're sleeping, he started calling me his wife. That wouldn't even work for anyone. That's more like, I don't know, Steve Buscemi was the one. That was actually alright, that was fun.
Yeah.
Did you watch the one where he had to, where he drank the deer's blood?
Oh, yeah,
pretty sure. Can you get your foot out of my face, Sneak? Yeah.
What you keep in your face?
What are you doing now?
Oh.
Bugger off.
I found it so funny. I think it was like in the desert, and I picked up a by the poop and squeezed the moisture out of it.
Oh, yeah, I think I watched that one
as well. I saw.
Did you do this? You cut the camel open and just went inside it?
Yeah, slept inside the camel. Yeah.
Like, Skywalker.
Cookie. Yeah.
Skywalker.
Yeah, that's basically what he did in the world of Will Ferrell, because they were in like the Arctic, but they were somewhere very, very north of Canada.
Yeah, it's the same situation, I suppose, you know. If it's too cold.
It would be a bit better, wouldn't it? Because you're near to civilization.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah. Yeah, they drank D's blood, they took out the insides.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they just ate it all. At least they ate it all, though, instead of just leaving bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you left a stomach behind, you're grateful.
So and so.
Take the skin, use it as, like, clothing.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like. That's it, yeah.
It's quite well protected, isn't it?
Yeah, but also use the fat,
you
know.
Yeah. Fat for heat. Well, you eat the fat, wouldn't you?
I don't particularly like eating.
Yeah, no, you're in that situation, sleep. Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if I was, I'll just roast it till it was black and then I'll eat it.
That'd be horrible.
I can't eat fat. I don't like the way it slithers down your throat.
Yeah, I know, it's horrible. But what if you're in the situation, sleep? Hey?
I'd still spit roast it. Not in the sexual terms.
Yeah, no one was implying that until you said clever. Well done.
Clever, aren't you?
Hey, it's better than having a sperm whale.
Again, Craig.
Again.
What?
Thinking too much outside the box.
Just try and be in the box for a while.
I prefer rabies, to be honest.
Rabies is quite good, actually.
Yeah, I'd rather be stuck with rabies than Bear Grylls. It's like, because like, when you have like, rabies is like, oh, okay, here you go, just drink some nettle tea. And when you're bigger, you gotta drink your piss. You gotta have nothing else. You know? It's just you, the piss. That's what you gotta drink.
It's the piss on nothing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, and just takes a wobble off.
Because actually, what Bear Grylls does. I actually think that looks kind of nice. Like, the nettle tea would be really cool.
Mm.
Get a piece of nettle, put it in some boiling water, I thought that would be really cool.
And apparently,
and the nuts
and then nettle tea is quite healing, apparently, or something.
I'm sure it is.
I've never tried it.
And all these little herbs and stuff. We should make nettle tea. We're going to get a nettle from.
The garden, I suppose. I've got tons. Everywhere.
What did you say?
The garden.
I thought you said garden.
Where?
Carlin.
Carlin as in the beer.
Yeah. It sounded like that from
Carlin, Just get a Carly is nettly enough.
Yeah. Aha. I'm now healed.
I have like elderflower. I'm sure you could like do elderflower tea.
There's elderflower drink.
Yeah, you could get elderflower. Have you ever tried it?
Lovely.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that stuff. It's sort of like lemonade, but nicer.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you got any filth sword?
Nope.
No, I don't either. I'm a bit tired as well. It's been so hot.
It's the heat. It's like we're drunk on heat. You can't stand up properly.
Do you remember seeing that a couple of years ago? I think it was the Daily Mail saying that mosquitoes are going to come over in about 20 years.
What?
Where it was? The Daily Mail. So I was telling Craig today. I just said it quickly. I said Craig today about I was watching Week Slink yesterday. I never usually do, but I was with my granddad. And you know how like, Robinson asked them about what jobs they do? One of them was a marketing executive. And then she was called Lauren, and she was 26 and something like that. Yeah, she was a marketing executive. And I said, oh, really? With who? And she said, the Daily Mail.
It's like the Daily Mail.
Well, she has to, but the Daily Mail. It's like, oh really? The Daily Mail. Really? So what do you do now? It's like, oh, I control advertising and things like that. So if you get advertising from the common man, what would you do? And then do you know what she said?
The common
she
man.
Said, yeah. She said, I don't really know what you mean by the common man ad. Of course you don't, Daily Mail worker.
It's the common man.
Yeah. Everyone else that isn't you.
Everyone but the snobs.
Everyone else with half a brain that isn't you, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I think we can probably wrap this up now.
Yeah.
This has been fun. What else are we doing?
Knackering.
I wouldn't say it's knackering. It wouldn't seem bad. Yeah, crappy ball that show on this face of the knackering. Don't say anything.
I was going to say, I was like,
but yeah, what else we got? Gamecast, that's coming back next week, is it?
Yes, probably.
What are you doing, Oblivion?
Yep.
Yeah. Crappy Bollocks show might be coming back next week as well.
It's on,
what are you doing, God?
What?
What are you doing, God? What was it called again?
I need to look
the into hyperspace thing or something like that. What did you say? The warp factor.
The warp drive.
The warp drive.
Yes!
The power! The never-ending godly power!
Scotty and Chunt.
Warp's can I go any faster? and Random Rambling as well. Just, yeah, keep it with us. Follow us on... I was going to say follow us on Twitter.
What?
Follow Facebook. Us on Podomatic. Yeah, join the group. Join the discussion as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had a few more members join in.
Excuse my appalling spelling, though.
Thank you, everybody, that's subscribed. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your dog.
Don't know. It'll be like Scooby-Doo.
Tell your monkey with a fess. Yeah. Tell Bear Grylls if you know him.
Or
Rainiers. Yeah, he might like it.
Yeah.
This one episode, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. Yeah, stay with us. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Adios.
Bye. A few to take.
A few to take?
Yes.
Yes, it's Jeremy. Well, it's a week.
Yes.
Anyway, bye. See you later. Bye.